On this initial broadcast of 1971, may we take this opportunity to welcome you to the listening audience of Worth Baptist Hour. This weekly broadcast is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. The objective of this broadcast is to bring Christ into your home, to share with you the good things of the Lord. Now that a new year has begun, why not be resolved in your own heart that this will be a very wonderful year with you in service for Christ? Already the first Sunday of the new year is here. Remember those resolutions? Remember how you promised yourself that come 1971, I'm going to turn over a new leaf. I'm going to begin Sunday school and church. Well, beloved, today is the day of new beginnings. On this very first Sunday of the new year, why not make your way to Worth Baptist Church? You have a while to get ready before our Sunday morning worship service begins at 11 o'clock. And then we'd be happy to have you in the Sunday evening worship hour as we continue our series of messages from the book of the Revelation. How much do you know about the Revelation? Do you know God's plan and program for your life, for our nation, and for the nations of earth? What about the future? Is Christ coming again? When is Christ coming? What will happen when Christ comes? What will happen on earth after Christ has raptured the church? These are vital questions. They can be answered through our series of messages on the Book of the Revelation every Sunday evening at Worth Baptist Church. Remember, our location is 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. Our church is easily accessible from all parts of the city by Loop 820 and the Poly Freeway or Highway 287. I hope that you will come and share the blessings of God with us here at Worth Baptist Church. Perhaps you cannot attend, but we believe you could write us. Why not be resolved that each week you'll just drop a card or a letter of encouragement? We are not asking for you to do anything but to pray and share in this broadcast by your letters and cards of encouragement. And if you so desire, we would be happy to send you one or several of our booklets that are in print. I'm thinking now of three booklets in particular. One, The Home Where Christ Abides. This is a message on the home. And then two, Times Like These. This is a scriptural approach to the everyday problems that you encounter and that you will encounter in the new year. Get this early in the year. Get it this week, and it will help you through the days of 1971. And then the little booklet entitled, The Bible is Right. Every home should have this. In these days of apostasy, when many are attacking the scriptures, when many are denying the inspiration of the Word of God, I want you to have the booklet entitled, The Bible is Right. You can have any of these booklets or all three simply by writing and requesting them. They will be sent to you by return mail, free and postage paid. Write us this week. Our announcer will give you the mailing address at the close of the broadcast. My message on the first Sunday of 1971 is entitled, Something Old, Something New. I am basing this on the book of Hebrews, chapter 13 and verse 8. Before I read this one verse, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Dear God, we thank Thee for the beginning of 1971. We thank Thee that Thou hast spared us and brought us to this moment. We thank Thee as we look back over the year that is spent, that we have enjoyed many wonderful blessings, that we have been encouraged to keep going by those who have written to tell us that they enjoy this broadcast from week to week. And now, Heavenly Father, as new listeners are added to the broadcast today, perhaps some for the very first time, may this program be a blessing to them out there in the hospital, there on the sick bed, or in the rest home, or in the place of business, wherever they are today. Dear God, that man who's driving the truck across the country, that family that's on their way to another part of the state. Bless them through the means of this broadcast today is our prayer in Jesus' name and for His sake. Amen. And now, the book of Hebrews, chapter 13 and verse 8. It reads like this: Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. What a blessed and divinely inspired truth. God is speaking about His Son. God's Son is Jesus Christ, and God tells us that Jesus Christ does not change with the passing years. You change, I change, all of the members of Adam's race change with every passing day, with every passing week, with every passing year. Since this broadcast was aired last Sunday, an old year has died, and a new year has been born. A new year of 365 days. To travel across this new year, you need the journeying graces of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Would you dare guess what will encounter you in the 1971, in the new year? Do you know all of the things that will come your way? No, you can't say. I can't say. We do not know the future. Only God knows the future. God knows the end from the beginning. All you and I know is this moment. We don't know what the next moment will bring. There is but one heartbeat between you and all eternity. The next moment might mean death. The next moment might mean a complete change in your life. But Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes. He's the same in His love. He's the same in His compassion. He's the same in His power and willingness to save. Since the first sinner was redeemed to this very moment, Jesus Christ has never changed in His power to save. I'm talking to you today about something that is very real. I'm talking about a person, the central person of all time and of all eternity, Jesus Christ, God's Son, who came born of the Virgin, who lived a spotless life, who died a sacrificial death, who arose in a supernatural resurrection, ascended back to the Father, and is this moment at the right hand of God. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Your family has changed in this last year. Your life has changed. Your friends have changed. Your boss man has changed. The teacher has changed. All of these things are ever undergoing processes of change. But Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. My message, something old, something new. I share with you this thought that we need in 1971 an old philosophy for our new involvements. As I said a moment ago, only God knows the many involvements that you shall face in 1971. No doubt you will undergo experiences that are new to you. Some of them will baffle you. Some of them will disturb you. Some of them will make you happy. Some will make you sad. Only God knows what they are. But beloved, whatever they are, you'll find the philosophy in the Word of God to meet them. In the old book, the book of God, the Bible, the Scripture, it is right, it is inspired, it is everlasting, and you'll find the philosophy that you need for your life as you travel across the road of 1971. There is the philosophy of the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Say, don't you think that would be a good philosophy for 1971? For you to do unto others as you would want them to do unto you. And then there's the philosophy of going the second mile. Jesus said, if a man compels you to go 1 mile, go with him the second mile. Go beyond the point where your duty ends. Go to the second milepost. Go beyond the call of duty in helping your family, your friends, your neighbors, the people with whom you work. The philosophy of the second mile is a wonderful philosophy to travel across the uneven pathway of 1971. Then there's the philosophy of forgiving others. Well, I know that you were wronged in 1970. There were those who hurt your feelings. There were those who did you wrong and did you an injustice. But beloved, God's philosophy is forgiveness. God has forgiven us through the Lord Jesus Christ. We in turn forgive others because God has forgiven us. Why don't you adopt this philosophy in 1971? That you will be resolved, that you will forgive those who wrong you and see how it works. This is God's philosophy and it does work. Then there's the philosophy of loving others. I mean with a genuine love, a genuine compassion, a genuine concern for the needs, for the problems, for the burdens, for the difficulties, for the trials of other people about you. You think you're having a hard time? You think your lot in life is unbearable and it's unfair and you're worse off than anyone else? Then make a trip down the corridors of our hospitals or rest homes or our penitentiaries or down in the slums. Beloved, there are people all around you who are less fortunate than you are. They need your help. Practice loving people because God loves you in 1971. Say, what a philosophy that is for each of us to love even as God has loved us. And then in the second area of our thinking, something old, something new. There is an old map for a new journey. You've never walked the pathway of 1971. It's all new. You don't know where the twists and turns and the curves are. The new year that looms before you has this journey of day-by-day living. Each mile that you walk, each step that you take, you need a sense of direction. You need the unfailing, unfaltering presence of the Almighty God with you over this pathway of the new year. Along the highway of life in 1971, there are some sharp curves. Watch out for those curves. There are some steep hills. There are some detours. There are some dangerous crossings. There's some speed zones. You must slow down in certain areas of your life. You must watch the highway markers as you drive along the highway in your automobile. In much the same way, you must watch the highway markers of God's eternal word as you walk along the highway of life. In this journey over 1971, you need a guiding star, a compass, a chart, even as Abraham needed one as he left his land of nativity in the Ur of the Chaldees, the land of Mesopotamia, and went over to the land of Canaan. He needed a chart. He needed a guide. He needed a companion. He needed a sense of direction. And so do you in the journey of 1971. And you have it in the old map of God's timeless and wonderful word. This old map tells us where to start the journey. The starting place is the cross of Calvary, where Jesus died for your sins. If you're not a Christian, you can't make this journey as you should make it unless you come to Christ. Unless you begin the journey at the cross, and there with trusting Christ as your Savior, you can make the journey of 1971. The old map tells you to begin at the cross. This old map of the Word of God tells you what speed to travel, how fast you can go, what you must do to make every mile of this unknown journey of the future. The old map tells you where to turn. It tells you about those sharp curves, those steep hills, those detours. It tells you, beloved, who your traveling companion ought to be. You need Christ in 1971. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. You need Him to guide you, to lead you, to provide the sense of direction that you must have if your journey is to be prosperous and successful and effective and what you really want it to be. You cannot make it without that divine companion in this year. The old map tells you where the journey will end. The journey will end at the throne of God as you travel along this highway with Christ as your Savior. I again say, I do not know what 1971 will bring to your life or mine. It might bring death. 1971 might well bring the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every Bible passage, every scriptural prophecy concerning His return has already been fulfilled. Christ may come in 1971. Christ may come before we realize it. The time is right now for Him to come. He promised He would come back, and 1971 might be the year that Jesus Christ will come again. You should be ready. And the only way that you can learn how to be ready is in the old map of God's wonderful Word that tells you again where to start, the speed to travel, where to turn, who your companion should be, and where the journey will end. And then, beloved, we need an old message for a new society. Each passing year brings changes in the social order of your life and mine. But the needs of your life and mine remain the same, basically. The old message of the gospel is the message that the world needs today. We don't need the new message of the philosopher or the agnostic or the educator or the politician. We need the old message of redeeming grace, the message of repentance. As the book of God declares, repent. You know, beloved, if you haven't repented of your sins, now is the time for you to do it. In the very early stages of this journey of 1971, repent of your sins. Confess Christ as your Savior. And you can make the journey of 1971 with the old message for this newfangled society. This is a message of comfort. Oh, how many hearts are broken. Mothers and wives are nursing broken hearts today because their husbands and sons have been killed in Vietnam in the war. There are many who have broken hearts and broken homes and broken lives and who need comfort today. If you be among that number, let me tell you that the message of the gospel is a message of comfort. And beloved, the message of the gospel is a message of hope. Oh, what a hopeless situation we have today. Who can solve the problems of America? Who can solve the problems of the Middle East, of Vietnam? Who can solve the problems that are cropping up all over the world today? The only answer is Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's the problem solver. He's the sin bearer. He's the load lifter. He is the soul savior. If you would like to start out this journey of 1971, headed in the right direction, doing the right thing, then I invite you this moment, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, stop it for a moment. Bow your head right now. Pray the sinner's prayer. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Simply confess that you are a sinner and ask Christ to come into your heart and save you. And then you too can go along the highway of 1971 rejoicing with Jesus Christ as your Savior. I trust that you'll do it right now. And write us this week and let us know that you heard this first broadcast of 1971 and that you have resolved that Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever, will be your companion for the journey over the uneven pathway of the new year. And may God bless you as you do it.